Jamhuri yeZimbabwe. Justin Bieber. That's called Essence. A song that did top the charts when it first came out a couple of months ago. My name's Larry London. Welcome to another hour of the hits. And Billie Eilish performed at the Hollywood Bowl last weekend to celebrate the one-year anniversary of her latest album, Happier Than Ever. Here's Billie Eilish with Your Power on VOA 1.
your love is respectful. You never tell them, no, I'm just repeated black and white Oreo. I've been catching love off a bet, running from your love is respectful. From the corner store, though, why you wanna do it? I don't need it.
All I love, bro, I jack in the vinyl. We 1400, it's like a minor. Oh yeah, they beat me, he's with the China. 15 mil, cause I'm undecided. I'm kicking cigarettes, I'm serving bricks, I'm at it, too. Get a challenge, too. Gucci flip-flops and joggers, too.
Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, a song called Potion. Dua Lipa stars in her first film role coming up in November. My name is Larry London. We've got some big hits and some big energy. It's Lotto on VOA 1.
Yeah. kuyamisa mwana wake zvakanaka kana musununguka pasina kana matambudziko. Ende tinotozona kuti matambudziko anobva mukutaurirana paukama paya kana kuti vanhu mudunhu rinogara vanhu vakuti iwe mwana wako zvaakadai uyu mwana chaiye chaiye here, zvinotaurwa nevamwe makuhwa ndiwo anozokanganisa vanhu. Asi iye mudzimai ane albinism chai anokwanisa kutoyamwisa mwana wake waanenge azvara pasina kana dambudziko.
Let me take another caller. I understand we have a millennial on the line, a young mother who is a millennial, and she's based in California, a Zimbabwean lady, Matilda Taylor. Matilda, welcome to the program. Just can you take us through what you as a young mother, you know, you've had all, you know, some older women who were on the program had concerns that the millennials are not really breastfeeding their babies. What's your situation?
Hi, thank you for having me on the call. So my name is Matilda Taylor. I'm 30 years old. I'm a new mom, a first-time mom, and my son is currently 5 months old now. His name is Adam. So as a first-time mom, everything was so new to me. You know, you are pregnant and you're so excited for this baby, and then the baby comes, and it's like you just don't know what you don't know. You know, there's just so much to learn. And I had a C-section, so that means that when after I had Adam, my milk supply took a few days to come in, but when it did, I was able to, start with the full journey of breastfeeding. And I would say for me, definitely the bond. I felt that when I breastfeed, there's a strong bond, the skin to skin contact. You know, when he looks in my eyes, all that contact even helps with my milk supply. You know, my milk comes out so much easier when I'm breastfeeding because I also pump, because when I went back to work I had to pump so that I could maintain my milk supply. But I found that when I actually breastfeed him, my milk comes out way more and faster, and just I feel it coming out better because there's that bond and that sensation that I'm holding my baby.
And so let me just come in there, Matilda, so are these concerns by the older generations, valid, that, you know, the younger generations are coming in and they are not really breastfeeding, or you're saying it's half and half?
I would say there's an expectation. For me, I had an expectation that, okay, I'm going to give birth and then it's going to be easy. I'm just going to put my baby onto my breast and it's going to be this, you know, it's just going to happen. But it was, number one, it was painful. So I just think you don't know the reality. That it was so painful. I expected to have a lot of milk, but because I had a C-section, there was not much milk. So it took a few days. So I had to give formula the first couple of days because my body, you know, I didn't push the baby out. So it didn't trigger those hormones right away. And then also there was just, you know, a few things tying into it. Everybody's situation is different. You know, my son was born with a tongue tie, so we had to get that surgically taken care of. And after those barriers, you know, then things got better. So I think a lot of times we give up on ourselves or even on the situation because we're just like, wow, there's just so many barriers, and you feel alone. You're just like, I can't do this. There's so many things that are barriers, you know. And for me, yeah, I found that having a goal, like, okay, what's your goal? What's your goal? Do you want to breastfeed for 6 months? Do you want to breastfeed for a year? And why do you want to breastfeed? You know, do you have a reason why you want to? Is it because of the bond? Is it because of this? And then when things get hard, because, you know, it's not always easy. When things get hard, then think back, like, what is your goal? How long do you want to breastfeed and keep going and just stick to that goal and do it for you and your baby.
Please hold on, Matilda. Let me get back to Esther. Muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nemai vechidiki ava. Mungatochi pane zvavari kutaura?
Ndingati ndiri kufarira kuti vari kuyamwisa mwana. Pakuyamwisa apa ndipo pane kaukama kaikambotaurwa paya nevambokutanga kutaura, kuti kaukama kaika kari kuenda kachisimba, and iexample yakanaka yavari kutoseta kune vamwe vechidiki kuti izvoni ukama hunokwanisa kuumbika zvakanaka pana amai nemwana. Saka chimwe chinhu chandatanga kufarira, uye vari kupa mwana wavo mukaka une hutano which is good. Hey, experience in your one is no sangani kwa kudai kudai asi munar kushita kura kutichim chakana kachavarkit.
Let me come back to you, Matilda. Maybe your last word. So moving forward, what are you anticipating when it comes to breastfeeding? How long are you going to do it for?
My goal is to do it for a year. So we're almost at the halfway mark. We're almost at 6 months. So my goal is to breastfeed for a year and just breastfeed for as long as I possibly can till we get to a year. And then reassess the situation at 1 year. But right now, the goal is 1 year. I know the feed, you know, recommendations right now are 2 years, but my goal is 1 year. So that's the goal, you know.
And what about the support system that comes from having a mother that's here or a grandmother that's around you? What is that like? Did that help?
That helped a lot. My mom was here the first, when Adam was born, you know, my mom was waiting at the house and she was there. And that was so helpful because, like I said, I didn't expect breastfeeding to be painful. It was painful. And she would take Adam and she would put him on, you know, she would latch him onto me and she'd be like, you need to do this. This, everyone does this. And just that, somebody telling you that every generation has done this, you're not the only one. I think because, you know, it helped. It really helped me to say, okay, there were people did this before there was formula, before there were all these things. Generations of women did this, and I can do it too. So I think my mom really helped to empower me to make me feel like, you know, you can do this, and people have done it. You're not by yourself, so you need to do this.
Thank you very much, Matilda Traylor. She's a Zimbabwean, but who's based here in the United States and out in California. You have a very good day.
Thank you so much.
Tozoka kwa muri Sister Esther Maisha sitombonzwa kuti saka parizvino ku clinic kwenyu kupane zvidzidzo here zvimwe zvamunopa madzimai.
Wongo zviripo zvakati wande kunyanya ipapa pakuti kugamuchira mwana unomugamuchira sei wamubereka nyaya idzo dzatiri kutaura idzodzo dzekuyamwisa mwana kuti zvakakosha kuti ubva wagamuchira wedha auya aine albinism kana kuti mwana wakauya aita sei ndozvatinotaura kumadzimai kuti mwana chipo mugamuchire mupe mukaka abva aite tinoti kukwamirana amai nemwana bhondi iyoyo yakakosha nekuti mwana anobva anzwa kuti inini ndiri secure kana kuti ndakachengeteka pana amai vangu zvambotaurwa nevatanga zviyazvo ndozvinhu zvatinokurudzira kazhinji kumadzimai kuti uchinge waropafadzwa nemwana gamuchira mwana wako ibva wakwamirana naye nekuti ndiwe anotanga kudzivirira mwana wake saka ndozvazvinhu zvatinokurudzira izvozvo machengetero emwana wako uye kana ukazosangana nematambudziko musociety vamwe vachitaura zvavanotaura hazvizonyanyo kukubata nekuti unenge waita zvinodiwa pakutanga.
Asi muri kuona nyanya vechidiki vari kupinda mazuva ano kunyange kumakliniki kwenyu ikoko kwamunobatsira vanorarama neusope vari kuyamwisa here kana kuti makutotanga kuchidzidzisa zvava zviri kutaurwa naMatilda achangobva kubva kuti ndandisingazivi kuti zvinorwadza asi ndakatozodzidza pakuyamwisa.
Hongu tinozviita nekuti vechidiki vemazuva ano havachadi kuyamwisa zveshuwa vamwe haisi nyaya yekungoti kurwadzwa asi anobva ta achiona mamiriro ake ozoti handizooneki zvakanaka kana ndipfeka hembe dzangu asi ndandikuda kutaurawo futi imwe side rekuti tinowanzotaura kuti kuyamwisa kwakakosha kuvana asi kwakakosha futi kuna ana amai nekuti ana mazvikokota vanotaurawo kuti kana uchinge wayamwisa mwana zvinoita kuti usazoitawo zvimwe zvirwere zvekuti asana mamwe mabreast cancer even maheart disease zvavo zvirwere zvemwoyo zvinotapudzika kana uchinge waita sei wayamwisa nekuti mafuta aya anoungana pachipfuva aya anobrekeka haasi mabenefits kumwana chete asi pane mabenefitswo kana zvakanakirawo kuona amai vacho kana uchinge uchiyamwisa.
Aiwa zvinonakidza kumbonzwawo kubva kune pari zvino tinoona zvakare kuti mune mamwe mabasa amuri kuita vanenge vachida kuona mabasa amuri kuita vanokuwana ipapi ekubatsira vanorarama neusopi.
Okay, vanenge vachida vanouya pakliniki pedu tiriko pakona pa out.
Time yedu manje. Thank you very much, Esther Chassie, the founder and CEO of Global Aid Missions and Albinism Clinic in Zimbabwe. And also we heard there from Matilda Traylor, a millennial mama, for on her perspective on the issue of breastfeeding. But unfortunately, time is not on our side. Thank you very much, everybody who was here on the program with us tonight. I'm Marvelous Msanganyahuye in Washington. Let's meet again tomorrow.